Let us bear the fruit.
今天下午的题目是让我们结果。
Bearing the fruit is our Christian's duty, and also what God expects from us.
来做一个基督徒，我们结果是我们的本分，也是神要我们所要做的。
Now I hope that the year 2013 we can focus on our bearing the fruit in our Christian life.
希望我们在2013年的当中。那我们可以专注着来在这个2013年当中可以结出果子。
Every person in this world have own weakness.
每一个人在这世界上都有软弱。
No one can be perfect.
没有一个人可以完全。
Everybody have a room to be improved.
每一个人都有空间可以进步。
And also, since Paul can bear the fruit, then we can bear the fruit.
因为保罗可以结出果子，我们也是照样也可以结出果子。
He mentioned about the fruit of the spirit.
他有讲到说这个属灵的这个果子。
Once we look at the fruit of spirit, so precious.
当我们了解这属灵的果子的时候，我们会觉得是非常的宝贵。
We can continue to improve our quality of Christian life, so that we can bear the fruit.
那我们可以继续的在我们基督徒的生活当中进步那我们就可以结出果子。
So we can, in this way, we can glorify God.
因为这样我们可以就可以荣耀神。
Let's turn to Colossians.
请看哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 6.
哥罗西书第一章第六节。
Which has come to you just as in all the word, also it is constantly bearing fruit and increasing, even as it has been doing in you all since the day you heard of it and understood the grace of God in truth.
哥罗西书第一章第六节，这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下。并且结果成长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见这福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。
Here Paul mentioned that when we can bear the fruit, he says, understand the grace of in the truth.
在这边保罗说，我们若结出果子的意思就是能够了解神的真理。
And verse 9, further here Paul explained.
在第九节保罗继续的解释下去。
And here say you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
这边讲到他说愿你们在一切的属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
So that you may walk, verse 10 says, so that you may walk in the manner worthy of the Lord to please him in all respect, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
所以第十节讲到说好叫你们行事为人得对得起主，凡是蒙他的喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
So this way we can give thanks to God.
所以因为这样我们可以感谢神。
And let us to be qualified enough to be saints and to be qualified enough to enter the kingdom of God.
所以我们也可以成为一个圣徒，也能够进入这个神的国。
The Bible is showing us that if we do not bear the fruit, then it chop and cut it away.
圣经讲说，若我们没有结出这个属灵的果子，那这个神就会把我们砍下来。
Let's turn to Luke.
请翻开路加福音。
Luke chapter 13.
路加福音第十三章。
Luke chapter 13 from verse 6.
路加福音第十三章第六节。
Luke chapter 13,
路加福音第十三章
from verse 6,
第六节。
And he began telling this parable, a certain man had a fig tree, which had been planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it, and did not find any. Verse 7,
第七节。
And he said to the vineyard keeper, behold, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree without finding any, cut it down, and why does it even use up the ground? Verse 8.
第八节。
And he answered and said to him, let it alone, sir, for this year too, until I dig around it and put in a fertilizer, and it, if it bears fruit next year, fine. But if not, cut it down. This is Jesus bring us here as a parable.
在这边主耶稣讲到一个比喻。
And here the, our Lord, our God demands bearing the fruit.
我们主我们的神, 希望我们结出这个果子。
And here the master give a reasonable time, like 3 years, he mentioned that.
那这主给他们的仆人 这三年来结出这个果子。
But this fig tree doesn't grow up to bear the fruit.
但是这个无花果 没有结出果子 而开花。
So here the master said, cut it down.
那因为这样 主就要把它砍下来。
Only wasted in its ground.
那最后就成为这个 站在地图里。
But the one who managed the land, begging of another year.
那这管园的就跟主求, 再多给一年。
So that he can digging around and put a fertilizer, so let this tree to be bare.
那他可以把土, 多开, 加上一些的, 料, 使这个, 无花果可以结出果子。
So still not bear the next year, then you may cut. I cut it away.
那如果下一年再不结出果子, 那主就可以把它砍下来。
So we can say 3 years and another merciful year.
所以我们可以知道说这三年。 在这三年是一个, 怜悯的这个期间。
Most of us we believe in Jesus Christ more than 3 or 4 years.
大部分我们信主都已经超过三年。
So we have to ask ourselves what kind of fruit that we bear within us.
那我们应该问我们自己，我们自己有结出什么果子呢？
Sometimes our life is too busy, so we do not focus on our own spiritual quality in our life.
有时候我们生活当中太忙了，我们不会去关心到我们的属灵的生命。
So I hope that in 2013 we will focus on our quality of our Christian life.
那我希望我们2013年我们能够专注来关心我们的基督徒的生命。
So when we look at our tree, then there's some we even can taste our own fruit out of us.
那所以我们看到我们自己的 树 也可以 能够吃到这个果子。
And also other people also taste that our fruit that we bear from us.
那别人也可以从我们当中所结出的果子也可以尝到。
Any fruit not ripened, that is the bear fruit but is not ripened, the taste is no good.
那一个果子没有成熟的话，所吃的就是不好吃的。
But constantly we can bear the fruit enough to be mature enough to the taste enough, the sweet enough to be let others to be taste.
那所以我们在这个果子上能够成熟，很多人就可可以尝到这美好的果实的滋味。
We understand the grace of God is a huge.
我们知道神的恩典是极大的。
Yet, if we still do not bear the fruit,
那如果我们再结不出果子,
then it is can turn out to be disappointment for our God.
那对神来讲也是 非常 不好的。
Even among from us also.
也在我们当中，我们也是觉得是很 不实在的。
So that we can 2013 is the year that we can more motivate ourselves to bear the fruit.
那我们在我们的2013年当中，我们都可以激动我们自己 能够结出果子。
Once we bear the fruit of fruit within us, that we gain the confidence.
当我们结出果子以后，我们就有这个 信心。
Sometimes we understand because we don't have enough spiritual confidence.
那有时候我们想说我们在我们的属灵方面没有这个自信。
We find out that when David was he was about 17 years old.
当大卫是17岁的时候。
Of course, God chose him because he was very special.
那个时候神拣选他，因为是他非常特别的。
But in such a young age.
当他在年轻的这个 年纪的时候。
He willing to challenge. He willing to go up to stand against the Goliath.
那他愿意跟这个哥利亚来挑战。
Because his heart is moved by the by God.
因为他的心是由神来感动着。
He has such kind of courage and confidence come out from him.
那他有这种自信跟勇敢从他心里出来。
Because the heart is when the God himself to be in to the rule over his heart.
那因为那个时候神在他的心里是掌权者。
Especially we live in the 21st century.
特别是我们活在21世纪。
We claim that we are true church.
我们讲说我们是真教会。
If we do not be mature enough.
如果我们没有成熟的话。
Maybe because we invite the, you know, the outside of the true seekers or people from outside.
也许我们邀请还没有信主的慕道者到我们
教会。Then actually we might lose those potential, you know, true seekers, potential believers.
那实际上也许我们会失去的有一些将会相信主的这些人。
We hope that we truly can understand the will of God.
那我们如果真的能够了解神的旨意的话。
What I see is now we have a Christianity out there, so we have a lot of different denominations.
那今天在这个基督教的当中有很多不同的教派。
There are a lot of denominations, they even seeking themselves to be motivated.
那很多教派他们自己本身都是在寻求如何能够推动他们的圣工。
And they trying to do their best to help their own church to be known to the society.
那他们做他们的最好的方法能使他们的教派在世界上有名。
They really focus themselves to grow up themselves.
他们真的是专注他们教会能够成长。
Now sometimes we think we are the true church.
有时候我们想说我们是真教会。
Yet we do not have enough motivation.
但是我们却没有这种足够的这种动力。
Many times we kind of excuse ourselves we don't from the our life in this flesh, and then we neglect our quality of our Christianity.
那有时候很多时候我们在生活当中
to be improved.
因为我们的肉体的私欲，我们有这个借会做这个借口不会能够使我们能够在教会当中能够成长。
Colossians chapter 1 here, Paul mentioned about the understanding.
那哥罗西书第一章，保罗讲到说要了解神的旨意，神的道。
Bearing a fruit comes from the understanding.
若要结出果子，我们首先必须要了解。
Understand the grace of God, he says.
了解这个神的恩典。
We have to understand how much we receive the grace from God.
我们要知道说我们从神那边得到多少的恩典。
But we have to understand that we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. Why it is so precious to us?
我们知道我们在奉主耶稣圣名在主里受洗，我们要知道是这个是多么的。
Because there is a true salvation, the promise of salvation is there.
因为我们知道这有一个应许的这个救恩赐予给我们。
And people just mention about the, you know, the our salvation.
有时候人时常说这个救恩救恩。
We understand everybody die one day.
我们知道人都会死。
But then after we die, the day after that, we have to face our eternity.
那在我们死了以后，我们必须要面对这个审判。
But our death is only just changing our stage.
那我们死去以后，只是在换了到另外一个程度。
Once we change the stage from this earthly stage to the spiritual stage.
那我们会从这个属世的这个生命程度换到一个在属灵的一个生命的程度。
All our situation, everything is changed.
那在这个属灵上每一个事情都会改变。
Once we understand the grace of God, why? Because our eternity is the one we move the stage into the spiritual, then actually the stage is forever.That we can stay with God in the kingdom of God.
那如果我们了解这神的恩典，当我们死了以后，在这属灵上可以与主永远同在，这个恩典是多么的极大。
God, I don't know why God chose us.
那我不知道为什么神拣选我们。
Maybe out there is more people, you know, more, they're much better quality than us.
也许在这世界上有比我们更好的人。
Maybe out there is more smarter than us. Maybe they are the one have better quality.Better ability maybe to improve, you know, but God chooses us, bring us in here in a true church.
那也许在世界上有更好的人，有更好这些人，他们愿意去追求进步但是神却拣选了我们。
So we have to understand what kind of grace they receive from God.
那我们必须要了解我们是从神那边得到哪一种的恩典。
Of course, we have to spend time for our work and our business, all the things in this world.
当然在这世界上我们要花时间工作去上学一些属世的事情。
But we always think about what is the priority and what is the most important things that we have to think about, concern about.
但是我们在世界上必须要了解我们必须要把哪一件事情摆为第一。
It is the bearing the fruit.
就是结出这个果子。
Bearing the fruit is a preparation for our quality to be used by God.
那结出果子是我们要被神用的首先要做的事。
Anybody who before the bearing the fruit, the person can do work, then this work cannot be glorified God.
那一个人在做这个神的工之前没有结出果子那这个工作就不会被神接受。
When Moses was 40 years old,
当摩西四十岁了以后
his age was not enough to serve God.
那他的年纪还不够足够来服侍神。
He has a desire.
但是他却有这个心要服侍神。
But yet not enough to bear himself to bear the fruit.
但是他却没有这个能力结出这个果子。
He doesn't understand what the will of God is.
他不知道神的旨意是如何。
He doesn't understand how he can serve to God.
他不知道如何的去服侍神。
Because not enough understand himself, not enough to himself to be grown up.
那他在成长当中没有这种的自觉，了解神的旨意的意思。
One thing we can see that when Stephen he preached the gospel.
那其中一个例子就是我们看到斯蒂凡他在传福音的时候。
I don't know how many times he preached to his people.
我不知道他对他的人民传道过几次。
But the Bible mentioned about that he preached and that he was stoned to death there.
那圣经上讲到说，有一次他在传道的当中他被众人用石头打死。
I thought about when he preached to his people, whether at that time maybe because several times he preached at that time, maybe the last time we understood.
那也许他在那个时候已经传道很多次。在最后的一次的时候，他们了解了。
I'm sure because he's not that kind of old age at that time.
那我想说，他那个时候的年纪不是很老。
But he's mature enough. He's because his face is like angels.
但是他的属灵上是成熟的他的脸就像一个天使一样。
This one statement telling us that he's already qualified enough himself because he built his spiritual character.
那在一个圣经上记载，他已经合格。在属灵上有这个属灵的这个能力。
那 Luke describes his faith as his face is turned to like an angel.
那路加福音路加福音讲到说他的脸就好像这天使一样。
Kind of spiritual light emit out of his faith.
那所以他的属灵的这个生命就是从他的光这个身体当中生命当中发出来。
His preaching is only a few times he preached, but very powerful enough.
他只是传道几次而已，但是却是很有能力的。
In a sense, like a human point of view, he can continue. He can, God continue to use him, and he led him to be the more work for God.
那神就继续的用他，可以做更多神的工。
But yet, because of this one of a powerful preached.At that time, Paul was next to there.
那在那个时候有很多的这个有权有能力的传道者。那个时候保罗也是在那个时代。
The God's way to use us is nobody knows.
那神要用我们的方法，没有人知道。
But when he preached this preaching is only a few times, yet is powerful enough, and also this turned out to be the cause that Paul end up to come into.The salvation of God.
当斯蒂凡传道的时候没有很多次，但是当他传的时候很有能力，因为这样传最后保罗也相信了。
Now God's work is not talking about the quantity.
那神的工不是在讲这个量。
They're talking about the quality.
那我们是在讲神的工是神的职。
That we see that we go back to the Moses' life when he became 80 years old.
那我们再回去看这摩西的这个生命当中，当他到八十岁的时候。
The human's life is maybe because 80 years, maybe it's not in, is the person is not able to do anything.
在一个人的生命当中，八十岁也许没有办法做任何的事情。
Just merely as an old man.
只是一个老人。
But yet the quality now enough to serve God.
但是他却有这个美好的属灵的这个灵性来服侍神。
That he become enough to himself to be humble, the humility.
那他自己也是一个谦卑的一个人。
And sometimes we can tell when we serve the Lord.
有时我们看到我们在讲说我们在服侍神。
But what is the most precious quality?
那这个服侍神当中最美好的这个特质是什么？
That we find out that this is true humility.
就是这个谦卑。
That when we have a true humility within us.
当我们在我们心里有这个真实的谦卑。
Then this person is ready to be used for the Lord.
那这个人就已经准备好可以被神来用。
I hope that we can continue bearing the fruit.
希望我们可以继续的结出果子。
So that we can prepare ourselves to be serve God.
所以我们可以准备我们自己能够来服侍神。
Let's turn to John chapter 15.
请看约翰福音第十五章。
John chapter 15,
约翰福音十五章
verse 2,
第二节。
Every branch in me, and chapter 15, verse 2.
约翰福音十五章第二节。
Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he take away, and every branch that bear fruit, he punch it, and it may bear more fruit. It will continue. And you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you for.
第四节。
Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abide in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branch. And he who abide in me and I in him, and he bear much fruit.For parting from me, you cannot do anything. Here, the Jesus mentioned that you are the branch, I am the vine.
在这边，主耶稣讲到说，主耶稣是这个葡萄树，我们是这个葡萄果子的枝子。
Talking about that, he require us humility.
这意思就是让我们要有这种谦卑的心。
Jesus telling us that don't think that you are the vine, but I am the vine, you are the branch.
主耶稣告诉我们不要想不要想说我们是这个葡萄树，主耶稣是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
If you forget that you are the branch,
那你若我们忘记我们是枝子。
If you turn to be the you are vine, then you cannot grow.
那若我们想说我们这个是我们是葡萄树，我们就没办法成长。
The once you think that you are the branch,
当我们想说我们是树枝的时候
，You know that you are not the main, but you are only the branch. Then you can attach to the vine, so you can grow up to bear the fruit.
所以我们知道我们不是主要的，所以我们是这个树枝能够接到这个葡萄树，我们就能够成长。
So once we become a true Christian, we understand about God's grace.
当我们知道我们是一个真基督徒的时候，我们就能够了解这个神的恩典。
The more understand that we are the grace of God, the more understand that God's mercy, and then we can be more humble ourselves.
当我们更了解、多了解这个神的恩典跟神怜悯的时候，我们就能够谦卑我们自己。
Maybe before I think my idea is the best idea.
有时候我们会想说，我的主意是最好的主意。
Before I think I can do a lot of things.
我想说我可以做很多的事情。
Before I think I'm quite good enough to do the many things.
我之前会想说我可以做任何的事情。
But the more we understand God, the more understand the grace of God.
但是我们更了解神，我们就更了解神的恩典。
That we understand our status is just like a branch.
那我们能够了解我们的。这个职位就是这个树枝。
So that we understand that we cannot do anything unless we attach to the vine.
我们知道我们若没有接到这个葡萄树，我们就不能做什么。
So this is very simple, yet this is what the truth the Bible and telling us.
这是一个很简单的一个道理，但是圣经上却这样的教导我们。
So why we have to? Why we need the word of God in our life?
为什么我们在我们的生活当中需要有神的道？
Because we are weak. Because we don't have enough wisdom.
因为我们是软弱的。
We don't have any quality that good quality enough to please Him.
那也是我们没有这个良好的这个灵性来讨神喜欢。
So we have to attach.To the vine.
所以我们要接到这个葡萄树。
So whatever we do, because we attach to the vine, so that we can grow ourselves to bear the fruit.
因为我们在接到葡萄树以后，我们就可以有这个滋润，结出果子。
This is the spirit of the humility.
这就是在属灵上的这个谦卑。
Once we attach to the vine.
当在我们接到这个树葡萄树了以后
，and that we bear the fruit.
我们结出果子。
And also, he mentioned that we can cleanse ourselves.
在这边讲到说，我们也可以洁净我们自己。
So we can be sanctify ourselves.
我们可以洁净我们的灵性。
And it is good for the useful for God. Then
能够来做准备，来被神来用。
Branch itself is nothing. Branch itself cannot do anything.
树枝本身没有办法做什么。
But once this branch connect to the vine, then it become useful.
当这个树枝接到这个葡萄树了以后。就成为很有用的一个树枝。
Because this understanding is simple, yet I hope that we all the brothers and sisters truly understood.
那也许这个道理是很简单的，我们希望我们都能够真正的能够了解这个教训这个道理。
Because we know all our contribution to God.
我们知道我们所给予神的一切。
It's not because we are great.
不是因为我们是好的什么。
Actually, it's because of His mercy.
不是因为我们做好了什么，但是是因为神的恩典。
And so that we are, we just as used as His instrument.
那我们也是一个器皿被神来用。
Nothing to be afraid, nothing to be proud of ourselves.
没有一个任何能够使我们骄傲的。
And once we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years.
当我们信主以后，五十年以后。
Sometimes eventually we are more influential person in the church.
然后在这个信主完了以后，有时候我们会成为一个教会有影响力的一个人。
Sometimes we are the rich up enough that we are seeking for other people's praise.
那有时候我们会要寻找别人对我们的赞同。
If other people do not listen to us, we feel it's very offensed.
那有些时候我们想说，别人若不听我的话，我会觉得受到不尊敬。
Because why these things happen?
我想说为什么会这样发生呢？
Because we are not attached to the vine.
因为我们没有接到这个葡萄树。
Because I think I myself in the vine.
那个时候我们想说我们就自己就是葡萄树。
So these are simple truth about Jesus talking about this, the parable is about the Jesus is the vine.
这是一个很简单的道理，主耶稣却用这个比喻来讲他就是葡萄树。
I hope that we can trust and rely upon the vine, the Jesus, so that we can grow up ourselves and bear the fruit.
我们希望都可以能够来依靠主耶稣，依靠这个葡萄树能够成长，结出果子。
We know God is love.
我们知道神就是
爱。Only is possible our sharing of the love is come from the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们能够有散发这个爱，是因为我们的爱是从主耶稣而来。
You are the salt of the earth and the lights of the world.
我们是属世的这个盐，属世的光。
When we understand that we are just nobody but He Himself, everything that is possible.
我们知道我们不是什么但是因为靠着神我们就能够做到一切。
So once we bear the fruit,
当我们结出果子以后
，Verse 8 says, "By this is my Father glorified."
第八节这边讲到说，因为这样父就因此得荣耀。
What is the purpose of Christian life?
那这个基督徒的这个生活的目的是什
么？Is Christian life is for our own glory?
那生活这个基督徒的目的是我们自己的荣耀吗
？We can ask ourselves.
我们可以自己问我们自己。
What I'm doing is because I want to prove that I'm very able person.
我所做的一切是因为我要在使别人能够赞同我做
的。Or what I'm doing is for the glory of God.
还是我做的一切是为神的荣耀去做。
Then Jesus says, "By this is my Father glorified."
主耶稣就说，因为这样我父就因此得荣耀。
That you bear much fruit.
所以你们要多结果子。
So prove to be my disciple.
所以因为这样你们也就是我的门徒。
If we want to be disciple of Jesus Christ,
我们要做主耶稣的门徒。
The bearing the fruit is essential and is a demand.
所以主耶稣果子是必定的。
So let us bear the fruit.
所以我们要一起要结出果子。
Attached to the vine means to we can rely upon the word of God.
能够接到这个葡萄树，意思是说我们要依靠这个神的这个旨意，神的话。
I hope the 2013.We get more meditative word of God.
希望我们在2013年，我们可以思想神的话。
And knowledge of God is very precious.
神的这个话的知识是非常宝贵的。
Many times we cannot grow ourselves because we don't have enough knowledge of God.
很多时候我们自己没有办法成长，因为我们没有这个神的这个知识的圣经的道理。
When we have enough knowledge,
当我们有这个足够的知识
，it serves us to prepare.To lead our life into the Lord, and also other people lead into the Lord Jesus Christ.
能够帮助我们跟别人一起带领到神的面前。
We mentioned about our True Jesus Church have a 10 basic belief.
那我们有曾经讲过说，在真耶稣教会有十大的信仰。
It's actually very important that we can understand this all 10 of them.
那实际上对我们要能够了解这个十大信仰是非常的重要的。
那 we also we can remember those important points.
那我们可以记住在十大信仰中的每一点。
那 some people mentioned that why we have to study 10 basic beliefs, you know, because we just understand the life of Jesus. We understand that God is love. That's enough, maybe.
有些人说，为什么我们要查考这十大信仰？我们只要了解这个主耶稣的生活跟主耶稣的爱，这样就好了。
Because ten basic beliefs is our framework of understanding of God.
那这个十大信仰是对神了解最主要的结构。
For example, God is love.
我们举个例子，神就是神。
How you can explain to the true seekers?
那你要如何的来向这个慕道者解释神就是爱
？You want to explain to other people that God is love as your own feeling?
那你要向别人解释神的爱，用你自己的感觉吗
？We have to bring the scriptures based on that there's we need this framework.
那我们要借着圣经，我们必须要这种结构来这个讲与这个神的道。
Because baptism is why it's so important.
那为什么这个洗礼是非常重要的
？Because it's come from the love of God.
因为是从神的爱而来。
So the framework is very important for each one of us.
所以这个结构对我们每一个人来讲都是非常重要的。
I heard because one of the last week we have evangelical the work seminar. Yeah, we had it in Garden. I mean, Bold Empowering.
我知道上礼拜在伯恩教会有一个这个全国这个宣道圣工人员的这个讲习会。
We need to have a preparation job for ourselves.
那我们自己要准备这个有这个宣道的这个工作。
When other people come to us, how we can dealing with them?
那当别人来到我们面前，我们要如何的向他传道
？This come from the word of God.
这是从神的话而来。
When Jesus reach out himself to reach out his hands to many people.
当主耶稣伸出他的手来接触众人的时候
，Because he understands how can he reach out to the people.
他知道说如何的来向众人能够有这个接触。
He know how to give them a proper way to let them understand the God's love.
他知道如何的用适当的方法来使众人了解神的爱。
It's come from the Jesus himself, first of all.
当然也是从主耶稣自己心里有这种爱。
First of all, he built himself as a true son of God.
首先主耶稣自己建立他是一个神的儿子。
Then after that, all the knowledge that he having his knowledge help him to reach out hands to the other people.
之后主耶稣了解这个知识这个道理他才能够向众人传道。
Because all this power and authority come from because he attached also the bind and his father.
因为主耶稣一切的权柄能力都是因为他接到这个树葡萄树就是神本身。
When Jesus died on the cross,
当主耶稣死在十字架上的时候
，at that time he as a the human point of view is he was as a loser.
在这那个时候，众人觉得他是一个失败的一个人。
He's not a winner, but a loser. He crucified on the cross.
众人想说他不是一个得胜的人，因为他钉死在十字架上。
But there is a one centurion. He have gone through all. He have seen all this process of how he crucified on the cross.
但是有一个百夫长，他看到整个过程最后如何主耶稣钉在十字架上。
Jesus never talked to this centurion.
那主耶稣从来没有跟这个百夫长讲过话。
This centurion never talked to Jesus also.
那这个百夫长从来没有跟主耶稣说过话。
But he testified.
但是他却为主耶稣见证。
And he glorified the name of God.
他因为这样做荣耀了神的名。
Because he find out that Jesus is the one bear full of fruit in his life.
他后来也能够了解知道主耶稣能够在他的生命当中结出果子。
Let's look at the Luke chapter 23.
请看路加福音第二十三章。
Luke chapter 23.
路加福音二十三章。
Verse 46 and 47. And Jesus cried out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. And verse 47.
47节.
Now then the centurion saw what had happened. He began praising God, saying, "Certainly this man was innocent." This is what the centurion end up. He just testified that he praised the name of God and then say, "Certainly this man was innocent."
在这边百夫长见证说他看见所成的事归荣耀与神，说这真是个义人。
Jesus never say any words.
主耶稣从来没有说出一句话。
He never trying to defend himself.
在那个时候，主耶稣没有要防御他自己。
He died on the cross as a sacrifice lamb.
他死在十字架上，好比一个牺牲的一个羔羊。
But centurion carefully.Have seen how he died on the cross.
但是百夫长这边却他仔细的观看主耶稣是如何死在十字架上。
He find out the true God within his life on the cross.
百夫长找到这个真神，因为他看见主耶稣在这个十字架上。
Because of that, he moved.
因为他那个时候受到感动。
So he testified.
所以他见证出来。
So we understand because we don't have to.Advertise ourselves.
所以我们了解，我们不需要对我们自己来做这种 广告。
How great we are！
不用讲说我们是多好。
All come from the our true ourself come from the reflection of our Lord Jesus Christ。
我们真正自己就是因为从主耶稣啊，这个主耶稣的本性来反映到众人可以看到。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians。
请看翻开腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2 from verse from 2.
腓立比书第二章第二节。
Philippians 2 verse from 2. Make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important than himself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Verse 5.
第五节。
Have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he exists in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as things to be grasped. 7.
第七节。
But emptied himself, taking the form of bond servants, and being made in the likeness of man. Verse 8.
第八节。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name. And here the Paul described his humility.
在这边讲到保罗讲到主耶稣的这个谦卑卑微。
And he explained about his image, the image that is full of fruit in his life.
保罗也讲到说，主耶稣他在这个整个的形象当中有结出这个果子。
He can he himself to be God himself, claim himself I am God. He can do that.
主耶稣也可以说称为他自己是神，有神的形象。
That he willing to be the bond servant.
但是他却成为了这个奴仆的形象。
This is the true Christian spirit.
这就是真正的一个基督徒的一个这个。样式。
The God highly exalted him.
但是因为这样，神就使他提升。
This is a Christian life to be.
这就是我们基督徒所要过的。
We follow the same way like a Christ.
我们也是照着主耶稣的脚步去做。
Have one mind, one accord.
一个心。
The whole, all the brothers and sisters in the church, they improve our quality of Christian life.
一直去做，每一个我们弟兄姐妹都可以进步我们属灵的生命。
That we can well prepare for our quality as a spiritual tree to grow to bear the fruit.
那我们都可以准备好在我们属灵上的这个灵性能够结出这个属灵的果子。
So each one of your life to be glorified God.
所以每一个人都能够荣耀神。
And also well prepare for our future, our church to grow.
这样也是为我们以后将来的教会的成长来做准备。
And that is the beginning of our church evangelism.
这就是也是我们宣道的这个开始。
If I cannot grow myself,
如果我自己本身没有办法成长。
If I cannot be mature myself,
我自己没有办法成熟。
If I cannot bear the fruit of fruit myself,
如果我自己没有办法结出果子。
There is no way we can help others.
所以没有办法能够帮助别人。
No way this church can be grow up also.
那这样的话，这个、教会也没有办法成长。
So have God can help us each one of our church, all the brothers and sisters.
我们从神帮助我们每一个弟兄姐妹们。
So we are the Konoha Park Church, all the brothers and sisters, well prepared.
所以这个可能在教会的弟兄姐妹都可以做完全的这个准备。
For the to be a church to be evangelized.
所以可以成为一个宣道的一个教会。
The willing to we can help others.
那我们愿意帮助别人。
Lead all the people, those come to here, to lead them into the truth and let them also taste.Of the salvation of God.
所以，带一切的人能够来到这个真理，也能够尝到这个神的这个救恩。
Let's sing him 518.
唱诗五百一十八首。